Choosing the right polar expedition ship is an essential stage of planning your cruise to the Arctic or Antarctica. You may think the vessel is just something to get you to all the amazing places in the polar regions, but that's not entirely true. Outdoor activities and landings aside, you're going to spend time on board, so your ship choice can make a big difference in the memories you take home with you. It comes down to finding the right balance between feeling comfortable and well taken care of on one hand, and keeping the expedition side of the voyage fun and educational on the other. Some companies may focus largely on the services and amenities offered aboard the ship. But remember, you came all this way to see some action and explore the Arctic and Antarctica, not just to sit back and relax with white glove butler service. On the other hand, it is your vacation, and there's nothing more rewarding than returning to a hot shower and a comfortable bed in a quiet cabin after a long day of Zodiac cruising and exploring ashore. Try to find a ship that offers a balance between both aspects of the cruise. Window cabin of expedition ship. The shared amenities on the ship, bar, sauna, lecture hall or gym, were all important, but we find it's the cabin comfort itself that really makes an impact on a traveler's cruise experience. Here are 5 things to consider when choosing the right expedition ship cabin. An inside cabin is surrounded by other cabins on the ship and has no outside view, no window, no porthole. They are more common on 200-plus passenger ships and are usually quite small, packed tightly on the deck. If you plan to only return to your cabin to sleep at night, you might as well go for it because these arrangements are usually cheaper. This raises another question. Keep in mind that bigger ships are not the best choice for the polar regions. You'll get longer queues for outside activities and less time on land. In Antarctica, for example, only 100 people are allowed on a landing site at once, so being on a 200 to 300 passenger ship may significantly limit your experience. And since the inside cabins have no windows, every time you will hear a PA announcement about wildlife being spotted, you'll have to hurry to the outside decks not to miss it. And spontaneity is what expedition cruising is all about. Portholes, picture windows and balconies. Speaking of the outside view, there is a variety of options here as well. You may watch the waves from a porthole, something lower deck cabins usually have, or enjoy a more encompassing view from a picture window. Cabins on the upper decks also may have a private balcony with sliding doors. This is a great option for photographers as you'll have private access to the perfect setting 24/7. If you need natural light or are prone to seasickness or claustrophobia, a window is worth the cabin category upgrade. If you are traveling solo and prefer having the cabin all to yourself, check for special single rates and offers that will allow you not to pay for the whole cabin, or twice the per person cost. Bathroom facilities. The bathroom question brings us to another thing you'd better check when choosing a cabin: having an ensuite bathroom. This is the case on board most expedition ships these days, with the exception of some former research vessels. So, if having your own bathroom is important to you, do make sure that the cabin you are going to book has one. On polar cruises with Poseidon Expeditions, you'll be pleasantly surprised with the amenities RMVC Spirit offers. This deluxe 114-passenger vessel is perfectly suited for exploring the Arctic and Antarctica in comfort and style. Following a series of renovations in 2015, 2017 and 2019, Sea Spirit represents a modern expedition vessel with spacious cabins, bright and airy public areas and stylish design. The vessel has a great range of cabin types, all generous in size and equipped with ensuite bathrooms. Sensible comfort combined with a generous amount of adventure always makes for a perfect expedition cruise.